Proclamation number 1082, dated the September 5th, 1939. Fulfillment of prayer. Conditions. Whoever speaks my name in faith will receive the fullness of my strength and love in his heart. Behold, your body is earthly and everything surrounding you is also earthly in its outer form. But what is within you is, like that which is hidden in the outer form, divine substance, and this feels the input of my strength and experiences it as extremely benevolent. And for that reason you should always regard the spirit within you and disregard all outer appearances. After all, I gave you the form for the maturing of the spirit and will surely know how to maintain it as well. So why do you worry about it? Whoever thinks of his soul and concerns himself with its welfare, his body really need not worry about the things it needs. I gave you everything you can see in creation. I gave you everything for a purpose. If you fulfill this purpose, you will have in abundance what you require for your body. And if you are anxious, call me and mention my name with complete faith and you will not suffer earthly hardship. Whoever trusts in me completely already lifts from my strength and is also master of worldly things because I place all strength into a trusting heart to turn it fully towards me so that I can take possession of this heart. Understand this, my child. All people on earth are allowed to simply voice their requests and they will be granted fulfillment, providing they call me into their hearts, believe in me and sincerely love me. Because he who loves me bows to my will, he who believes in me does not doubt my power and love, and if he calls on me he confesses his weakness and, like a fearful child, trustingly comes to the Father. And I can fulfill his prayer. After all, I am waiting for the call that arises from the valley of earth to me. However, where one of these requirements is not fulfilled, where love, faith and trusting prayer are missing, the earthly child has yet to pass test to find the path to me. You so often want useless things and if I then don't answer your prayer you doubt and don't query the reason. You don't question to what extent you yourselves may be to blame for not finding fulfillment. Behold, when my true children express their request to me they also leave it to me how to deal with their prayer because they always know that I would not let them go without if it was not necessary for the benefit of their soul. Nor do they ask for anything but what their heart dictates, and are therefore already clearly guided by the spirit within themselves. Thus the prayer of such a child always meets my approval and consequently will also find fulfillment. And if you feel the need to ask for something that serves the preservation of your earthly body, the Heavenly Father will surely not deny your request. My children are taken care of with much love and are supplied with everything they require whenever their faith tells them to call my name and to confide in me because, whatever you ask the Father in my name will be given to you. Single quote. Amen.